15 questions. Good morning. Shout out to old Kanye, the old version of ourselves. 15 questions to provoke thought. This is time number 3. The last time I did it, I did all in English and then all in Spanish. I'm going to do a mix. Maybe I go faster, right? Let's go. All right, so number 1, when was the last time you tried something new? ¿Cuándo es la última vez tú tratas una nueva cosa en su vida? Today is when I tried something new. Yesterday was the day I tried something new. Hoy yo trato nuevas cosas y yo quiero todos los días trato nuevas cosas porque yo creo es una oportunidad por estoy mejor en mi vida poco y poco todos los días. A little bit better every day. Number 2. Do you think crying is a form of strength or weakness? ¿Tú piensas o cuál es tu opinión por cuando la gente llorar es buena o mala? Pero yo entiendo malas no es igual por una deficiencia o con poder. My opinion, crying is both strength and weakness because it's connected to context. A parent crying when they see their baby born is a strength. It does indicate that, you know, they have recognized that this thing may have power on them and it might be seen as a weakness, but that thing also grows them. When you hurt yourself and you cry, it happens when someone hurts you and you're emotional. It's a weakness, but it's also power because you move forward from it. My Spanish answer will be a lot shorter. Cuando la gente llorar, creo que es poder y es sin poder. Entonces es igual cuando la gente entiende el contexto, porque todas las cosas es muy diferente. Es necesario entender por qué y cómo usted continuar en su vida, en su mentalidad después durar. Number 3. Are you living or existing? En este momento, tú viviste, o existe solo. In my opinion, I'm totally living because life is being engaged with fully. And while I observe life, I engage with it and try to create what I think, what I want. En este momento, ¿vivir o existe? Yo vivo todos los días. Yo quiero, yo trato, y creo que tengo éxito en las experiencias. I wrote them because I did this 3 times. 4. Is it pot? Oh, hold on. 4. Are you holding on to something you need to let go of? En este momento, tú tienes conexión con una cosa. Es necesario perder o pedido, no perder, por liberación en su vida. It is possible I am holding on to something that I should let go of, but there's a lot of things that we hold on to that sometimes they fall off on their own, or we are compelled to let them go. So for me, yes, I'm for sure holding on to something, and it's probably both beneficial and non-beneficial. Para mí, sí, es posible. Yo tengo conexión con cosas. Es necesario perder en mi vida, ¿verdad? Necesario para mí, perdido, porque es necesario, pero a veces las cosas en este contexto ayudan la vida y naturalmente las cosas salir mi vida cuando yo quiero o cuando es necesario sin influencia de mí. Number five, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? ¿Cuántos años tienes? Tú tienes. Si tú no sabes cuántos años tienes, tú tienes. For me, age loses its meaning in the modern world every day because maturity is not caused, this causation correlation thing where maturity is not caused by age necessarily. You can be mature and young, and you can be old and immature. So age is irrelevant to that, and I'm unsure what age is meant to be connected to in terms of life accomplishments and things like that, right? There's people who graduate schools for the first time ever, and they're octogenarians, they're 80, they're senior citizens, and it's great. They've accomplished things, different accomplishments, different places, different people, different experiences. ¿Cuántos años tienes o qué edad tener tiene? Y no sé por qué el contexto con edad es importante. Es nunca, nunca igual cuando la gente tiene específicos años y tienes, ¿qué es esta palabra? Maturidad, creo que es este. Porque en maturidad es no igual por viejo y joven es no igual por, porque es posible. La gente es muy joven y tienes muchos maturidad, muchos respeto por la vida con acciones, mentalidad y todas cosas. Number six, what makes you smile? Número seis, ¿qué? ¿Cuáles las cosas? ¿Qué es las cosas? Dar, regalar sonrisas en su espíritu, en su cara, en su corazón. For me, living and accepting life's goodness, there's a lot of goodness. You have to choose to see it. I'm be recording in this moment, thinking about the some things that are I'm dealing with. I smile even though I hurt a little bit. Para mí en mi vida, con las cosas, tienes conexión conmigo y yo tengo una sonrisa, es cuando yo vivo. Y cuando yo acepto las bendiciones, las buenas cosas en mi vida, en la vida, en la gente, en energía. Number seven. When was the last time you listened to the sound of your own breathing? ¿Cuándo es la última vez tú escuchar tu escuchar respirar en su cuerpo, en su vida? So my answer from yesterday, but today have it. I will listen to my breathing today, but before it's been a long time. And I listened to my breathing when I went to sleep last night, knocked out. I woke up and I intentionally listened to my breathing. Appreciate the moments, right? Ayer yo escribí, yo planear por escuchar cuando yo respiro y respirar. Y entonces antes dormir, escucho. Y cuando yo levantar, yo levanto. Esta mañana yo escucho otra vez. Yo tengo mucha apreciación por mi vida. Number 8. What has life taught you recently? Número 8. ¿Qué cosas tú aprendí en tu vida últimamente? Number 8, I continue to live in optimism that people will grow and live in integrity. Always a shot fired, right? People inspire words sometimes. En mi vida, yo continuar a vivir en optimismo. La gente continuar tienes más respeto, más apreciación por la vida con integridad y con mentalidad, espíritu en acciones. Number 9, can you describe your life in a 6-word sentence? Absolutely, I can describe my life in a 6-word sentence. So, tú puedes explicar su vida en 6 palabras. 6 words. My resilience is a grand blessing. My resilience is a grand blessing. Mi vida, mi resiliencia, creo que es resiliencia. Mi resiliencia es un grande benedicción. Benedicción grande. Gotta practice Spanish more, right? Ten. If we learn from our mistakes, why are we always so afraid to make mistakes? Si nosotros aprender nuevas cosas en la vida, cuando tienes errores en la vida, entonces, ¿por qué nosotros siempre, no quiere tener errores en la vida? Porque a veces yo olvido mistake or make one or two. My opinion for number 10, our fear of mistakes is connected to our fear of the magnification of consequences. We fear consequences. So it's not the mistake we fear. We fear the consequence of the mistake. We think from the last mistake we had a consequence and made us uncomfortable, even if we recognize in hindsight we've grown, but we are afraid of the mistake. So if we've done something wrong to someone before, and there was, you know, we were afraid of what would happen if we do something wrong to a person again, but it's a different thing that we've done wrong. We don't know what the result is, and we're afraid because of the attachment we have or what we want to continue to have with that person. So sometimes people lie. Probably shouldn't lie. Or eventually find a way to tell the truth, because the person probably knows you're lying. That energy is real. We feel it. Especially if that person listens. Listeners. Got two of these. One of these. Hopefully a bunch of you have two of these. Connection. Nosotros no queremos tener errores, tomar errores en la vida, porque nosotros nos gusta Sentir consecuencias en los errores, porque nosotros pensemos nuevas consecuencias, posiblemente tienes magnificación y consecuencias por nosotros. Nosotros no quiere conectar con consecuencias. Right? 11. If life is so short, why do so many things we don't like? Why do we do so many things we don't like and like so many things we don't do? I think this is incorrect. Pero 11, sí, la vida es muy cortico porque nosotros hacemos muchas cosas, no gustar y gustar muchas cosas nunca hacemos. Nunca hacer. In my opinion, we do things we don't like because liking something and realizing its value are separate realities. I'm unsure if we like things that we don't do. I think that's unequal. It's the equivalent of I have to pay a bill because I like living where I live. I don't like it, but I do it. I don't like going to work, but I do it because I understand those things help me accomplish a goal, context in life. That's why we do things we don't like. And our opinions change because you find a way to find balance in your life, yin and yang. No, nosotros hacemos cosas no gustar porque cuando gustar una cosa es no igual y es cuando nosotros tenemos realización el valor en realidad. Entonces es no igual. Valor. Gustar. A veces es necesario hacer cosas, no gustar porque entender contexto en su vida, por éxito, por gratificación en su vida. Es no igual porque oh, no me gusta esta cosa, pero no hago. Sí. Es no igual. Por mí, por mí. Number 12. Is it more important to love or be loved? ¿Qué es more importante? Más, ¿qué es más importante? ¿Cuál es más importante? Creo que es que. ¿Qué es más importante en la vida? Dar, regalar amor. Recibir amor. For me, my opinion about this one is loving is executed in a variety of ways and sometimes goes unrealized by its target. You can love someone and they may not accept it or even realize you're loving them. Love sometimes is painful. Sometimes people love people in a way that is not necessarily perceived as nice. And it can still not be nice. It doesn't change if it's love, if it's not nice, right? Being loved has nothing to do with the receiver, right? When you receive it, it's you didn't do anything really to be loved. It's because the person wanted to give it to you, and it has everything to do with the giver. So, which is more important, in my opinion? My logic says being loved because if it is felt, it is often magnified in others. Being loved and receiving it turns you into a lover, and it only takes one person to give that love. Entonces, cuando la gente regalar, dar amor en la vida es en muchas diferentes maneras, y a veces la gente no conectar, no aceptar, amor, a veces. Y porque cuando tú recibes, o cuando tú recibes, cuando recibí amor, es, no es porque usted, es porque la gente, la persona quieres regalar, quieres dar. Entonces, ¿qué es más importante? Y lógico, es recibir amor es más importante porque cuando tú recibes y tú sientes, el momento tienes más oportunidades por usted y por la gente recibir, magnificar en el mundo. Y tienes más poder. 13. What small act of kindness were you once shown that you will never forget? It's interesting, kind of. ¿Qué momento tú recibí buena cosa con la gente? Es benedicciones, supongo, y poquito. Y nunca olvido. 13. For me, kindness has no size, to be honest. So there is a challenge that you organize the kindness that you receive. A person who is occasionally underappreciated, and that's me, I feel underappreciated across the spectrum from everyone, parents, friends, family, partners, other at work. I appreciate it when people listen to me and engage with me to grow with me. I think that's important. That's small act of kindness. I'd like for it to continue in different ways and different manners in life, but take it where you get. Creo que benedicciones no tienes talles. Entonces, yo tengo presión cuando la gente escúchame y conectar conmigo por ayudarme a avanzar con mis metas y avanzar juntos conmigo por nosotros. Podemos mejor gente en la vida, poco y poco. All right, number 14, we're getting to the end. What is your number one goal for the next month, 6 months? Número 14, que este primero o mejor meta en los próximos 6 meses. For me, my number one goal in the next 6 months is to organize my mind, body, and spirit to feel confidence and security that will advance my life and my goals. All right. Mi mejor meta, mi primero meta en los próximos 6 meses es organizar mi mente, mi cuerpo, mi espíritu. Entonces yo puedo sentir o siento confianza y seguridad. Y entonces yo puedo avanzar en mi vida, en mis metas, todos. And the last one, number 15. If you could live one day of your life over again, what day would you choose? Si tú puedes vivir un día en su vida, uno más tiempo. Otra vez, perdón. ¿Qué día? For me, a day I would live over, and I don't know the day or the date, would be my last face-to-face conversation with my grandmother, my mother's mother, and my aunt, my mother's sister. You know, I feel the energy, but I appreciate the words and the love. Us being loved. See? Un día yo quiero es de última vez. Estaba cara y cara con mi abuela de mi mamá y mi tía de mi mamá juntos. Tener conversación con ellos. Some more. All right. That was fun. First time on this. Hopefully it works. See that cool background? I wonder how long I'll keep that background. Ciao. Feliz día. Éxito con todos. Te amo.